TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
If it come down to it, if it had to be that, then that's what we'll do. But I hope it ain't like those games. I hope it's just a nice one. We get the joy out of Thanksgiving after and go home.
Expect to see Joe Burrow. You know, he's pretty well documented what kind of player he is, and I'm sure he's ready to go. You know, I think everything's on the table. We've done that before. We were probably one of the first teams that started rotating linemen, if you remember. That was kind of unheard of. When did we start? 3, 4, 5 years ago? We did it a few times. So definitely not opposed to doing that. I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play and doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
Winning football. Talking about Lamar Jackson, his practice yesterday with a toe. It's like Herman Munster. Knees, shoulders, and toes and all that stuff. He's had the hammy. He's had the knee. Ankle. Now the toe. Oh, the lower extremities starting to feel the pain of an NFL season, which approaches week 13. He's already missed a couple of games. And we pretty much said that him missing at least a day of practice every week is going to be real.
Yep.
And he missed practice yesterday. Because we've talked about it a bazillion times. Hasn't had that burst since the knee injury, which was suffered against Kansas City. Or the hammy. Can't keep up with him anymore. But either way, he's not explosive for, based on his high expectations or bar that he set. Now he's getting caught. He's not outrunning angles. He's not beating corners, et cetera, et cetera. So he's, you know, now it's the toe.
And who really? I think it's BS.
I mean,
they're walking through. So basically, if they would have practiced, he wouldn't have practiced. That's, you know, because they didn't practice. But I told Nolan, you know, when he came, I said, I think it's kind of BS. The first week was the knee, then ankle, toe. You know, it's some, I think it's just so, it's for Cincinnati, it's for the teams playing them. That, well, it's, you know, otherwise just hit that knee or, you know, type thing. So I think it's kind of all BS. I think he is hurt. I think he is, you know, limited at what he can do. But it's affecting his passing and stuff, too, because he hadn't played well the last three games.
Yeah, quarterback rating is declining with each passing game.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, because like early on, Bob, I mean, like his quarterback rating was a joke. It was so high. You know, and he was completing everything. Now, you know, he's missing balls and everything else. You know, easy touchdown passes. So, yeah, they got to, it's like pulling teeth watching the offense right now.
Yeah, and pulling teeth's not a good thing unless you're the dentist because you're getting paid to do it. If you're the pulley, it's not an awesome thing to undertake for sure. But the Ravens offense, as we've discussed, maybe it's a byproduct. The offensive line's bad. because Derrick Henry's not getting his juice. Keaton Mitchell has been underused all season long. Maybe they'll start to get him back involved. I mean, we're talking about Rashad Bateman, with all due respect to him, like he's Jerry Rice. You know what I mean? He's got 16 catches. Wow, Bateman's absence is having a major impact. He was barely getting the ball when he was playing.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real here. And the tight end room, Isaiah Likely, who was hurt.
Yeah.
Had the foot injury, and he missed a lot of all of training camp, basically, and the preseason. There's just a disconnect going on with the offense. And as we said yesterday, Vinny and Nolan and all our listeners, the offense that showed up the last 3 weeks, and as good as the defense has been, it's still not dominant, but better. That offense, you're not lasting long in January.
No. You know, and there, Bob, if their schedule was what the beginning of the schedule was, they wouldn't be stacking these W's like they are right now because, you know, I mean, look at the quarterbacks they've been playing. You know, they do get Joe Burrow Thursday night, which would be, Bob, I'd blitz the hell out of him. I'd make him move. I'm checking out that toe a bunch is what I'm doing when I'm playing against him.
And they're going to be without T. Higgins, too. I mean, Chase is back, Jamar Chase,
yep.
And he's an explosive guy. But we heard Zay Flowers talking about that in the opening of the show. All these shootouts with the Bengals over the last few years. Fortunately for the Ravens, they wind up winning most of them, even going back to 23. And then last year, Joe Burrow, 9 touchdowns, only 1 pick, and the Bengals lost both of those games, one of them in overtime. So they've been epic shootouts. The games take forever because they're so high scoring and fun to watch.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati winds up losing them. But, hey, it's Joe Burrow for the first time since week 2 for them. National TV, I've got division game. They need to win out, let's be real, which they're not going to do.
Which would only give them 9.
Yeah, but, you know, they've been 9-8, what, 2 years in a row, missed the playoffs. Yep. He'll be charged up and at the very least try to be a pain in the ass to the Ravens. Yeah. If that's all he could accomplish.
You know, I mean, in reality, Bob, I mean, he's had 3 days of practice and they're not practicing this. They're walking through this. You know, so how sharp can he be? That's what's going to be interesting to me is how sharp is he going to be throwing a football? Because he hadn't seen contact since, what, week 2? So that's why I would bring it, you know, and there's only one receiver that you're afraid of now because Higgins is gone. So, you know, get after him and double chase or do whatever you got to do because they don't have a tight end that scares you, any, you know, now.
8:20. Kickoff on Thanksgiving night. Ravens 7-point favorites in this ballgame as they've won, 5 in a row? Now 6-5 on the season. If the playoffs started today, the Ravens would be in, and they would host the Chargers in the first round of said playoff extravaganza. You want to get in your can with your predictions? Because, again, we're on a short week. We're only here today and tomorrow, so we're cramming 5 shows into now basically 2. So we got Vinny's film. We got stats. We got all sorts of things. We got Dirty Dozen, people 5.
Yep.
So we got a lot to get to. Ravens are back in practice today. Last day open to the media. So we'll get an attendance report. Travis Jones didn't practice yesterday. Neither did Kyle Hamilton, among others.
Yeah.
Ankles, I believe.
Yeah. And Bob, like I said, they're not practicing. You know, that's if they would have had practice, they wouldn't have, you know, practiced. So they'll all be there for Thursday. You know, I mean, big boy Travis Jones, I mean, he and Jenkins, they play like 70-some percent. So I don't mind. They need a break. They need a little rest before Thursday.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.